When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rob Manfred, commissioner of MLB, claims there's a buzz around the golden at-bat rule among MLB owners. And what that means is, at any time during the game, no matter who's up to plate, one time, you get to declare as a manager, it's the golden at-bat, and whoever you want to hit can hit. So let's say bases are loaded, two outs, Bucks down three, G1 Bays up at the plate. You can say, nah, we got Brian Reynolds. Now, that scenario might make you smile, because who the hell wants G1 Bay up? But to me, Doran, it's too gimmicky. It's way too gimmicky. And it's just another decision that Derek Shelton has to make. Although this should be an easy one.
Yeah. I absolutely love it.
What?
I love it. Say that scenario too. And then Shohei Ohtani, and say it's the Dodgers, and then the bases are loaded, and you can put Shohei Ohtani. I mean, that's why, he's made a lot of moves. Manfred's made a lot of moves, or made some moves that have worked.
He absolutely has.
And it's made the game better.
He has.
More watchable and more engaging, and he's continuing on that path of evolution of baseball. And I think that one time, it's not like you could do it every inning. It's not like you could do it, in the ninth inning. It's one time in the game. So, if you choose to do it in the fifth inning and it doesn't work, and then you have a scenario where you have bases loaded in the ninth inning and you're down three or whatever, and you wish that you... So, I like it. I think it is gimmicky, but I think it keeps the engagement at the level it is now, and maybe it might surpass it a little bit, because you'd be excited to see that one of the top guys go up again, even though they're five spots back in the order. And they're not going to even get a chance to even be a part of the game at the end of the game.
But then there's no... Nick Gonzalez last year had so many of those clutch hits, right? And I'm not saying a star is born, but that's what... He cut his nuts, man. He got hair on his chest. This guy can be clutch. What if those at-bats get taken away because Brian Reynolds gets another shot?
What if they win the game with Brian Reynolds?
They won it with Nick Gonzalez, and now he's a star.
What if Nick Gonzalez has been hot all season? They choose Nick Gonzalez to be the guy.
Well, then that's
it'll
different.
Be the hottest hand.
But guys like Drew Sutton, who had his cup of coffee with the Pirates, whose name I forgot, and I had to Google it. I Googled Sutton Pirates, who hit a walk-off homer for the Buccos way back when. Guys like that, you need the little guy. Coming up in a big moment
to become a star. You're the same guy that used to call out Austin Hedges. If Austin Hedges was in that position, you'd love the golden bat rule because you know that he would strike out. If Austin Hedges, the Pirates are down so many runs, and if they get a hit, they win the game, and Austin Hedges is up, you're like, oh, they lost. But in this case, Austin Hedges sits down, Andrew McCutchen gets up.
How about we just don't roster Austin Hedges?
Just saying.
How about that?
And yet that guy played in a World Series and won it last year and played in the American League Championship
this
past season.
Yes, he did.
Austin Hedges, what a leader. By moving his glove an eighth of an inch instead of a quarter of an inch. Yeah. What a hero that guy is.
He is.
I just think a lot of the stuff that Manfred has instituted is antithetical to baseball history, and it has worked.
Yes.
The pitch clock has worked.
Yes.
The getting rid of the shifts has worked. I hate the stupid extra innings thing.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of hate it too because they get rid of it in the postseason. This is more like that than the other rules. This is more gimmicky, like ghost runners. And I can't get there. I am far from a baseball traditionalist. I like the designated hitter being in both leagues. I like a lot of what Rob Manfred did. I think you can probably make an argument, too, that this actually helps small market teams more because they have less depth in their lineup and thus less good hitters to be up in those situations. So maybe I could be talked into it, but at first blush, without having read a whole hell of a lot into it, I just think, yeesh. And imagine Derek Shelton, though, doing it, dude, with like a runner on second and one out and getting your best bunter up. Let's use the golden net bat to use the bunt. Who can drop down a bunt?
They can't bunt. They couldn't, at least.
We might need to talk about this more in long form. We probably didn't leave enough time to debate this and to get people's opinion on it. I'm sure Starkey will.
I love it. I love it.
I wonder whenever he says that there's buzz around it, like how much buzz?
Or no, he's creating the buzz.
I was just going to say, this is one of those trial balloon things where like, you lick your finger and stick it up, see which way the wind's blowing, and just see where people come down on the court of public opinion.
What did he say? There's buzz around owners?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the owners are traditionalist, usually. You think there's buzz around them changing the game?
I don't know.
But I guess.
I don't know because you made a great point about all the things Manfred's done, and I'm sure the owners are happy about the state of baseball today.
You're getting your money's worth, too. Get your best players up there.
Instead of getting to see Ryan Reynolds four times.
Michael A. Taylor.
To see him five.
Like, what?
Yeah. I might be able to get moved off of this. But first blush, I think, man, is that wild to me.
Jack Sawinski's been in a slump for 18 years, and he's up the bat to win the game, and you want to keep him in there. Or you could put in
McCutcheon. How are you going to develop as a young, aspiring...
By not hitting one extra hit, one extra at-bat?
I have to agree with Doran on this one. I mean, it's one at-bat in a whole game.
Yes, but it's the most costly at-bat. It's the most important at-bat.
And if you're the Pirates,
we know David Ortiz can come up in the clutch.
Hitters still fail 7 out of 10 times, right, too, so... It's not like you're guaranteed success with this at-bat.
Why is David Ortiz a legend? He's a legend because he comes through in these biggest moments. I want to see what guys can do in the biggest moments. I don't want to just plug a guy in that we know is good in the big moment. This is how Neil Walker was great with runners in scoring position because he was able to hit with runners in scoring position. And when it's the ninth inning and the base is loaded and Neil Walker's up, we take him out and put Andrew McCutcheon in.
But it wouldn't be, I mean, they'll still have their opportunities to do that.
I don't like it.
There's 26 other...
Because Callis is on the other side now, I cannot be moved off the spot. You almost had me, but now I don't like...
I don't like
your allies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.